Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The Oaks Tornadoes girls basketball team got their season underway last night as they hosted the South Border Mustangs, and the Tornadoes came away with a big 95-38 win. Lakin Roney leading the way with 26 points in the win. Oaks are now 1-0 on the season. NFL Week 12 came to a close last evening as the Washington football team won on Monday Night Football at home over the Seattle Seahawks 17-15. Running back Antonio Gibson with 111 yards on the ground for the winners. Yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings placed cornerback Patrick Peterson on the COVID-19 reserve list. A major shakeup in college football yesterday as head coach Brian Kelly has announced he'll be leaving Notre Dame to take the head coaching job at LSU. On the court, Timberwolves win again last night, this time over the Pacers in Minnesota, 100-98. Karl Anthony Towns, a game-high 32 points in the victory. Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell both chipping in with 21 points. T-Wolves in Washington tomorrow night to take on the Wizards. So money being tossed around the MLB yesterday. The New York Mets sign ace Max Scherzer to a 3-year, $130 million deal. Seattle Mariners bring in reigning AL Cy Young Award winner Robbie Ray for 5 years at $115 million. And former LA Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager agreeing to a 10-year, $325 million deal with the Texas Rangers. And the Minnesota Wild get back on the ice this evening as they're going to be home to take on the Arizona Coyotes. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.